Let's go.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams. Yeah. Nights with DJ Fusion, strengthening the lives of Madison's most vulnerable youth and families for over 50 years. Briar Patch Youth Services offers a broad array of programs to runaway, homeless, and at-risk youth across Madison and Dane County. 93.1 Jams, unity in the community. I've teamed up with the amazing team at Briar Patch to create a community awareness and resource platform. Stay attached with Briar Patch. If you're a teen or a youth in Madison or Dane County with questions, Briar Patch Youth Services is available toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-800-798-1126. More information is available on all programs at www.briarpatch.org. Madtown, let's stay attached with Briar Patch. Our children are our future.
Willie, my name's DJ Fusion. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, man. Thank you.
So you work here at Briar Patch Youth Services in the Street Outreach Program.
Yes, sir.
When did you start here?
Technically, I started probably a year ago, beginning of September, working as an intern, going through this human services program at MATC. So I'm finishing up my associates and, yeah, got a chance to work as an intern with Tyler and Briar Patch. I jumped in.
You just jumped in knee deep.
Yeah, never left. Ended up never leaving.
What are some of the things that you've learned here at Briar Patch since you started?
I think the most important thing I've learned is Briar Patch is probably the premier spot for servicing young people. Like, they do a lot for the young people in the community. I think it's a misconception of what Briar Patch does. I hear a lot just being here in the city since the early, like late 90s or whatever. Yeah, Briar Patch hasn't, I guess, been given the props that I think it deserves.
I think most people kind of think of Briar Patch and think like the runaway youth services and whatnot. And, yeah. And that's an amazing resource. But I think the whole reason that we came together and formed Stay Attached with Briar Patch is because there's a half dozen other really amazing programs like Street Outreach that don't get that shine. And they really put on for our community. So, you know, Willie, this is why we're doing this today.
Right on. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So real quick, for those that aren't familiar with Street Outreach, what is Street Outreach and what does it mean to you?
Basically, Street Outreach is, I guess, a situation to where, you know, you kind of meet people where they are, you know? It's to me, it's about just reaching out. Yeah, understanding where people are, especially if you've been there, you know, understanding, you know, what to look for, those, you know, no-tell signs of people struggling and, you know, people having hardships and it don't really show on the surface. You know, just being out there in the community, understanding what that looks like and, like, approaching it, you know.
And with the Street Outreach Program, a lot of what you guys do day-to-day is dealing with homeless or about-to-be at-risk homeless youth?
Yeah. And it's funny because I feel like a lot of the youth are at that stage in life to where they're transitioning to adults. Mm-hmm. And either way, you know, whether disruptive home life or whatever like that, or starting their own life, I mean, they're at that situation where they're probably homeless or at risk of, you know, getting kicked out of mom and pops or, you know, somebody's like that. So I think most of our young population is at that threshold of where, you know, they kind of need to start things for themselves and kind of
some of them may already have made that leap and started for themselves and maybe they're in over their heads.
Yeah. And that's another thing I think I noticed too, like the education our young people get into becoming adults, you know, just that leadership and understanding like what the barriers are, what's next, you know, after school. I think that's the biggest, I think, mishap or the biggest misstep with young people is they just, you know, aren't given that oversight, you know. They're expected to do a certain, you know, level of, you know, or have a certain level of responsibility. And I mean, we got grown-ups who ain't there yet. So, you
absolutely
know, I feel like
I hear adults, I don't even see social media memes, you know, we're all one paycheck away from being homeless.
Right.
And if you think about, there's some truth to that,
you know,
in a point. And then your goal is to strive to not meet that.
That brick wall.
Yeah, the brick
you
wall.
You know that brick wall, yeah.
But for a youth, for an 18-year-old youth in our city, you know, they're not making the same income that an adult is. They don't have the experience. They don't have the longevity or even probably job security. Yeah. So that even if they're even, you know, making it right now, they're still possibly mm-hmm. at risk because they don't know what this world's going to put on them yet.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's another one thing, another good thing that we try to be mindful of. And that I think we are just good at being in that situation that we can identify those situations and kind of engage and kind of teach and kind of like, you know, provide that oversight, you know, that second, I guess I would think of it as like a second parent, you know what I mean? Like
right.
after your main parents, you know, probably done all they can, you know, you still are at a situation where you need to learn. Like there's more information out here. And I look at us at Briar Patch Outreach as we're those people who can go get that information mm-hmm. and bring it back, you know, and not just, you know, have that information, you know, watched over by gatekeepers and people, you know, that you'd have to go get or have to go ask.
And there's so many amazing resources here just within this building that you can get in one place.
Yeah, that's another big thing I learned being here. It's just like all of the resources, you know. I think the community looks at Briar Patch as, you know, like this restorative justice, this criminal justice type of, you know, situation mm-hmm. where, you know, you come here because you got into trouble. And it's like, no, most of the time the kids are here to get out of trouble.
Out of it, right?
You know, so it's like, yeah, it's just, I think that's just a big misconception with Briar Patch is this, you know, the services we have, like what we have here for young people, and it's a lot.
So the Street Outreach Program, you're in a newly expanded position here, and I think really empowering our community by expanding. What's the role that you play with the Street Outreach Program?
So primarily I'm looked at as housing specialist or navigator, if you want to call it that sort. But it's pretty much just been given the opportunity to kind of like learn or understand, like, you know, all these different systems, HUD, and, you know, moving through housing situations, lease agreements and things like that. But yeah, it's just a nice opportunity for me to learn that language and those types of, you know, situations and be able to, like, you know, present it differently, present it to where it's like, you know, it's more culpable for our young people to understand.
You probably came into this at the start of the pandemic from what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
How has that hindered, you know, like the clients and maybe even you from settling into this position?
Settling, I think I built for this position, you know.
Okay.
So it's
love it.
It's unsettling, but it's settled, you know, like this is what I am. I feel like just a disconnect with people. You know what I mean? I think young people need that engagement. You know, they need certain type of encouragement. And I think just the pandemic just lessened that. I think kids are craftiest. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
They're really resourceful and what they can do, you know, with just their telephones and a tablet to stay connected while we're not even face to face. I think these kids are more resourceful than us adults, and they're absolutely our future. Did the pandemic change how you were able to do street outreach, or were you maybe being new?
I think you gotta be crafty. Like, you got to be, like, in tune to what's going on, and you got to kind of maneuver to that. The old scripts are thrown out, you know what I mean? Like, that don't work no more. So it's just improvising, you know, it's having ingenuity. Like, it's just, you know, trying to create a different system, something that works better.
So there's a lot of changes that come into life when you turn 18 years old and you become independent. There's a lot of youth right now that are probably 16, 17 listening to this, maybe even a little bit younger, or maybe you just turned 18. What are some of the challenges that these youth are gonna be facing?
Other than like the present system of, like, you know, checks and balances, and I feel like the biggest challenge is building a team, kind of being at that age and starting to understand you are what you're around, you know. So at that age, I think it's better to kind of, like, you know, consider breaking away from
negativity.
You know, negativity kind of build up stronger relationships in the community. I don't care if it's if it's in a church, if it's in a community center. I mean, just trying to get you some older, more mature, kind of resilient, you know, people in your corner.
It's at a point in your life where you really need to examine not just yourself, but who's in your corner.
Yeah.
And if these individuals have your best interests.
Right on. That's a big thing. That's a big thing.
Absolutely. Willie, it's been really amazing to talk to you about the Street Outreach Program.
Appreciate you.
If anybody listening today wants to get in touch with you or maybe learn about Street Outreach, what do you recommend?
Well, I'd say, of course, you know, hit Briar Patch up, briarpatch.org. But you could also reach me. I mean, young people, if you can, you know, shoot me a text. My cell number is 608-395-9036, and you know, text message, leave your name, you know what I mean, and I'll just hit you back and we'll try to go from there.
I think you're really suited for this job. You seem really, you know, here for the community, and you know, it's something that, when you know, whether you're here, you know, on the clock, like, you're always gonna be on the clock,
on the clock.
And you have to really care about
always
community to
streets.
Be at Briar Patch. So I salute you, Willie.
Right.
Thank
on.
You.
Thank you.
Stay attached with Briar Patch at madtownjams.com, where you can learn more about all of the amazing programs at Briar Patch Youth Services.